Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's the final show of the week. Woo! Man, boy, it's a good thing I spent all that money going to Madrid. Woo! Cover that 3-7 Commanders and the suddenly resurgent Miami Dolphins next week. Sunday, next week, this week, Sunday. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, let's get together. Put your hands on the radio and celebrate. Don't celebrate. A 44-22 debacle defeat to the Detroit Lions yesterday afternoon into the evening at Northwest Stadium for the Commanders. I'm not stupid. I get this. I've done plenty of these shows. Been on the radio for a long time around here, much to your dismay. In some cases, some of you actually like me. And we've had plenty of these Mondays and plenty of these days. But one thing I got to say, we haven't exactly had a stretch like this. What do you mean by that, Chris? They've lost 5 in a row before. Yep, you're right. They have. You are correct. You are correct. More than correct. I remember 2013, Mike Shanahan. I think they lost 8 in a row to end out that year, and obviously everything fell apart, and everybody got fired, and so on and so forth. 2014 was pretty bad, too. I don't think they had quite the long losing streak that they had in 2013, but you get the picture. 2019 was really, really bad. 2023 was really, really bad. They've lost a lot of games. They've lost a lot of games. But the Commanders haven't lost 4 straight games by 20 or more points until last night. Now, they've lost 5 overall, dropping from 3-2 to 3-7. So they've lost 5 in a row overall. I'm not suggesting that they've only lost 4 games in a row. I mean, it is what it is, right? But the notion that this is just a regular losing streak is what I want to start with on this Monday. And focus on, I guess, because it is not, let me repeat, it is not about losing. It is not about losing. Teams lose all the time. Teams lose all the time. This organization, again, no stranger to long losing streaks. It is the way you're losing. It is the absolute undeniable and complete uncompetitiveness of these games. In the last 4 losses, the last 4 weeks in a row, the Washington Commanders have lost 2 games, each 44-22. To Detroit last night and Dallas a couple of weeks ago in Dallas to start this streak of 4 games in a row by 20 or more points. Now, again, they've lost 5 in a row, which started the week before that against Chicago on Monday night. And remember, at 3-7, they were 3-2 once, coming home from Los Angeles with Jaden Daniels back in the fold and the big fourth down throw to Deebo Samuel to end it, ice it, what have you. Remember all that. And now the season is officially lost, as it was last week, and anybody that thought it wasn't was just fooling themselves. Tried to tell you that. The season was officially lost last week with a thumping to the Seattle Seahawks, who, by the way, are pretty good. They scored 38 points against the Commanders in an entire game. I called off the dogs last Sunday night, but then they scored 38 points in the first half against the dopey Arizona Cardinals yesterday, back home in Seattle. But back to the Commanders, the five-game losing streak and the four games in a row by 20 or more points, the two 44-22 defeats to at Dallas and home for Detroit, 38-14 to Seattle, and 28-7, including an uncompetitive, dominant second half of 21-0. Remember, that game was 7-7 at the half at Arrowhead. So four games in a row. It has not been done since the 2019 Miami Dolphins. Now, I want to point out I made a mistake based on some information I was given and based on some research and not being able to get the answers that I need. So I want to credit John Keim, ESPN, ESPN Information and Analytics. They pointed out the correct notation, which is it had not been done, and it has not been done before last night, since 2019, weeks 1 through 4 for the Miami Dolphins, which ironically is the opponent this Sunday in Madrid. That's right. The Dolphins that year started, and remember, the Commanders, then the Redskins, beat them after they fired their head, beat them after the Redskins fired Jay Gruden and went with interim coach Bill Callahan. And the Redskins went down to Miami, held off on a two-point conversion that Miami, if they would have connected on, would have won the game. And theoretically, I guess more than theoretically, it cost the Redskins then a chance at the number one overall pick, which was Joe Burrow. And they wound up settling at number two for Chase Young, and I think we all know what happened there. But the Dolphins lost four games in a row to start that year, 2019. That was the last time. Not that a team has lost four in a row by 20 or more points. Again, I just told you the Commanders have lost five in a row overall. They've lost four in a row by 20 or more points. And I gave you the scores. Before the 2019 Dolphins, my understanding is the 2002 Arizona Cardinals were the last team to lose four in a row by 20 or more points. That's what I thought the number was even post-game last night, but ESPN corrected it. It's since the 2019 Dolphins. So I want to be clear. I had the wrong information. I'm sorry. Apologize. It's hard to get some of this information, and you're trying to figure it out in real time, and you don't have a lot of time. I'll own the mistake. I made the mistake. I was given bad information. I didn't double-check it. I used it. I credited it. And ultimately, I was wrong. So I'll take the heat for that. Either way, it's been a while. 6 years? 6+ years? Since a NFL team lost four in a row being so uncompetitive. And that's where we have to start. Again, let me repeat. It is not about losing games. Winning and losing, yes, is ultimately what matters. But for me, and I think anybody sane and rational and with a different perspective than a meathead, knucklehead perspective, which I met a lot of you people this weekend. It was so good to block many of you. Anyway, anybody with a sane and rational perspective looks at it as, yeah, teams lose four or five in a row all the time. It sucks. It's not good. Nobody's saying there should be moral victories or, hey, if we would have just done one or two things different, we would have won. No, no, no. But if you lose games 21-20, 24-22, 27-24, whatever the final score might be, and you lose four or five or six or whatever, yes, that is maddening. That is frustrating. That sucks. That's not good. That's not acceptable by any means. But to lose four straight, to lose five straight overall, and to lose four straight by 20 or more points, 22 twice, 21 in Kansas City, and ultimately, 24 or whatever it was against Seattle. Yeah, 24. So it's not like they're losing by 30 or 35 points. Yay! But you lose an NFL game by 20 or more points. I don't care whether it's 20, 21, 22, 23, whatever the case might be. That sucks, man. That's an embarrassing blowout in a league that is built in every way on parity, on mediocrity, on balance. Every way. To lose a game by 20 points or more is embarrassing. To lose four in a row is an astonishing achievement. It's a football crime against humanity. It is an absolute embarrassment. And everyone is to blame. Not one person associated with the Washington Commanders is not to blame. So you can do whatever you want on these phone lines today at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. You can say whatever you want. You can do whatever you want within reason. But the number one thing is not the losing. Every team loses. There's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser unless there's a tie game and tie goes to the Cowboys. But you know what I'm saying. There's winners. There's losers in 99% of games. And then there's losing in world-class, ass-kicking fashion. And that's what's happened to the Commanders over the last month. Four games in a row, 20 or more points, the final score deficit. Four. Part of a five-game losing streak. And you say, well, what can they do? Well, the answer is they're going to hop on a plane to Madrid tonight. They're going to get to Madrid Tuesday morning. The players are going to sleep all day long. The coaches are going to work all day long for 15 hours. Nobody's going to leave their hotel. The players might for dinner tomorrow night. The coaches aren't. The coaches are going to work, again, 15, 16 hours once they get to Madrid. And everybody's going to talk the talk and walk the walk and say, yeah, we just got to get it fixed. Yeah, we just got to bond together. Yeah, we just got to sacrifice. Yeah, we just got to do the little things better. All of that's great. All of that's awesome. The problem is they don't do any of it. They don't do any of it. None of it. None of it. That's the problem. There is zero evidence that they do any of it. You want to say, well, they scored 22 points yesterday, Chris. That's great. I've heard that. I've heard that a couple of times already. No, it's not. It's average. It's average. Yes, they had the backup quarterback. Yes, they're without their number one wide receiver. I got it. It's average. It's not great. It's okay. It's average. That's what it is. But again, this is what drives you absolute, or should drive you absolutely insane. It's not the losing. It's the uncompetitiveness. For a team that has more slogans and mantras than days that the federal government has been out of work. You know, anytime, anywhere, any place, anyhow, any being. You know, all this nonsense that they make on all these t-shirts. You know, to where you got Linnell running around screaming, who is a walking t-shirt factory of slogans, calling the head coach Sergeant Slogan. You got all of this nonsense. And you have no answers. And you haven't been competitive. By and large, for a month, you've been basically dead on arrival. So you can give me all the brotherhood nonsense that you want. You can give me all of the reasons you want. None of it matters. The only thing that matters, and you, this happens as a team, not just defense, as a team. The only thing that matters is that this team has lost 5 in a row overall, but 4 in a row by 20 or more points. That's it. Now, if there's a t-shirt slogan that they could come up with for that, I don't know. We got our ass kicked by 20 or more 4 weeks in a row. I'd like to buy one of those t-shirts. I'd like to find one of those shirts on somebody. And no, I'm not happy about it. I'm frustrated about it. I'm mad about it. Because it ruins everything. Think about it. If this team was losing games 24-21, we'd be frustrated. We'd be bothered. We'd be like scratching our head going, why can't they do this right and close the door? But man, they still got a chance. Does anybody feel like they've got a chance? And I'm not talking about the rest of the season. I'm talking about this Sunday in Madrid. The only thing saving them from perhaps another 20-plus point blowout is that the Miami Dolphins aren't that good. And I know they kicked the Bills' ass this week. Congratulations, we had that pick as one of our upset of the week specials on Friday. But that's the only thing that might save them from losing 5 in a row by 20 or more points is the opponent. That's it. Not brotherhood. Not anywhere, any place, anytime, anyhow, anywho. None of that nonsense. The only thing that might save them from not losing by 20 or more points for a fifth game in a row is the fact that they're playing a team that I can't say it's on their level, because clearly the Dolphins have played better since week three. Not great, better since week three than the Commanders overall. And they are capable. Look at what they did to Buffalo yesterday. Look at what they did to Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. Now, they're not good enough. The point being is, I think you know the point. They are capable. You see Devin Achan? You see him run? You see how the Bills didn't tackle him? You see how they missed 11 forced tackles yesterday? What do you think's going to happen this Sunday? And by the way, while you're at it, can somebody go, woohoo, hey, there goes Jahmyr Gibbs, untouched, through a hole the size of the Lincoln Tunnel. Absolutely atrocious. From every which way. It's not just Joe Witt. Don't reduce yourself to just that. Is he a part of the problem? Absolutely. Big part of the problem? Sure. The only problem? Absolutely not. Once in a while, it's okay to actually blame it on players. One player did that yesterday, and it was smart. I'll tell you who that was next. When we return and we start to grab your calls, plus deliver you The news that you may have already heard, which will make beating those Dolphins in Madrid even harder next Sunday. Next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. You can hop aboard at 301-230-0980 on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Commit to this running game between the tackles, which has opened up everything else. And Jahmyr Gibbs going for a touchdown. Gibbs takes it all the way.
All right, just one of three Jahmyr Gibbs touchdowns on the day. Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma, Fox on the call. Jahmyr Gibbs started the scoring off with a 14-yard touchdown pass from Jared Goff. Then added a 13-yard touchdown run. Then the icing on the cake, a 43-yard touchdown run. Jahmyr Gibbs, 15 carries for 142 yards, a 9.5-yard average rushing, two touchdowns, the long of 43, as we mentioned, and, oh, by the way, four targets, three catches, 30 yards, and the touchdown, as we mentioned. Part of 44-22 blowout loss to the blowout loss for the Commanders to the Detroit Lions. All right, so before we get to the calls, Von Miller, I thought, and he has said and struck the right tone, I think, every week. You don't have to listen to me. I know you all think I'm full of baloney, and that's a nice way of saying it at times. A lot of you think I'm smart, and you're right, and I'm correct, and you're right. But a lot of you think I'm full of baloney, and I just hate the team and all this nonsense. Von Miller plays for the team. Now, he just got here, but he plays for the team. He is widely considered one of the smartest NFL players that there is. He is widely considered a future general manager. He comes on with the junkies every, usually Tuesday at 9 a.m. and, you know, talks eloquently about what the Commanders have to do, what the Commanders did right, what the Commanders didn't do wrong. He talks about not sleeping at night because he's studying his playbook. He talks about the future. Von Miller, I think, knows a little something about football, right? So if you don't want to listen to me, that it's not just on the coaching, and even not just on the coaching, not primarily on the coaching, and it is primarily on the players, listen to this.
I couldn't really comment on, you know, what happened. It just sucks to, you know, lose. That's, you know, arguably the best guy on the team. So, you know, it sucks not having him out there.
Is it encouraging at all? Group is fighting, staying together,
yeah.
Still trying to help each other out.
Yeah, it's definitely encouraging. It's, you know, the outcome is everything at this level. But everything before that, we handle really, really well. We just got to figure out a way to stack some wins.
What impact or how did it impact you guys to have Witt on the sideline with you for this game? Was there an impact?
I thought he always did a good job, whether it was upstairs or downstairs. You know, this, you know what's going on is definitely not, you know, the coaches, they have us super prepared. Like I said before, we're physically prepared, mentally prepared, emotionally prepared. DQ does a great job of keeping the morale going and, you know, holding on to the standard that we've set. I'm not sure what a, you know, disconnect is, but, you know, we're gonna keep working to figure out a solution for sure.
All right, it took a second to get to the meat of that quote. So, and by the way, thanks to J.P. Finley for posting that. So I just want to give proper credit. Von Miller last night in the locker room. I refuse to go to the locker room when this team is uncompetitive. So I wasn't in there, but I posted a couple of videos and whatnot that reporters who actually have to go there. I don't have to go there, but I refuse to go there, quite honestly. But you just heard, they have us super prepared. Now, listen, could you say that Von Miller is covering for his coaching staff? But he was directly asked, hey, man, by JP, did the decision to have Joe Witt come from the booth to the sideline matter? Did it do anything? And he said, basically, no, not really. He's like, they always have a super prepared. Now, you could believe whatever you want to believe. You could look at Von Miller and saying he just got here yesterday. You could look at Von Miller and saying he just doesn't want to say the wrong thing. Or you could trust a 36-year-old veteran that a lot of people have identified as a future leader in the NFL. And, oh, by the way, a Hall of Fame player. Whose probably only year here in Washington has gone terribly wrong. Because I don't see Von Miller being back here next year, but I can't rule it out. But I don't see him back here next year, right? That being said, take it from him. Before you call and just guns a-blazing, trying to rip off the head of Joe Witt, because it's the lowest common denominator and the easiest thing in the world to do, listen to at least Von Miller, a Hall of Fame player. They have a super prepared. Not the first time he said that. Again, you could say he's covering for Joe Witt or Dan Quinn. You could say that. What does Von Miller care? Honestly. Like, he's been in winning organizations, Denver, Buffalo. He didn't get traded. He didn't demand a trade. What does Von Miller care about protecting Joe Witt and Dan Quinn? He's telling you, hey, man, look, it's on the players. The players have got to play better. We've got to execute. We've got to tackle. We got to know our assignments. We got to be in the right spot. We can't get so easily beat. We got to play better in man, in zone. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. Now, this is not to say that Joe Witt and Dan Quinn don't deserve part of the blame. Of course they do. Of course they do. But you know what he's saying. All right. To your calls in a moment. First, a quick trending alert, including some big breaking news in the NFL, in the NFC East. We'll give it to you right here, right now. All right, so that big breaking news is Brian Daboll is out as head coach of the New York Giants after another big blown double-digit lead yesterday at Soldier Field in Chicago. Caleb Williams, Ben Johnson leading the comeback for the Bears. Daboll out after 3.5 years on the job. No word on Joe Shane, their general manager, yet, but Shane did hire Daboll, and certainly Daboll has been close to getting fired based on reports earlier this year. Now, as far as the Commanders, they are off to Madrid tonight. They will practice all week in Madrid, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, play the Dolphins Sunday, but they'll likely do it without Daron Payne, who was officially suspended for one game by the NFL this morning, pending a potential appeal for punching Amon-Ra St. Brown in yesterday's loss. Brian Kelly has so far rejected all of the LSU buyout options and instead is seeking the full $54 million in his contract that was left over from when he was fired just a couple of weeks ago. Capitals off today. They'll be in Raleigh tomorrow night for the Carolina Hurricanes after taking in the Tampa Bay Bucks loss to the New England Patriots yesterday in Tampa. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us. Before we get out to the phones, I just wanted to give you this number. Dan Quinn, as the defensive coordinator in Dallas, I think everybody understood this. Number one for 3 years combined in takeaways. Like 94, 95, whatever it was. An average of 31, 32 a year. The Commanders wouldn't know a turnover, a takeaway, if it hit them over the head 15 times. In Dan Quinn's final year in Dallas as the defensive coordinator, the Cowboys allowed 266 net rushing yards on December 17th of that year in Buffalo. 222 net rushing yards earlier that year, September 24th, against the Arizona Cardinals. 143 in the playoff loss in Green Bay. Right? So, when you look around and you say, well, what's the problem? What's the situation that's going on here? Well, it is a combination of things. One, again, they wouldn't know a turnover, a takeaway, if it hit them 15 times over the head. They wouldn't know what that means. None. Again, yesterday, none. But then on top of that, they allowed 226 net rushing yards yesterday to the Lions. Detroit had 201 against them in the playoffs. They allowed 228 to the Eagles on a Thursday night, mid-November, about a year ago. Right? And then 229, one more yard, at Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game. So let's see. Let's count together. That's four times in the last calendar year that they have allowed 200 plus net rushing yards. Think about that. 228 and 229 in the two games against Philadelphia last year, and they haven't even played Philadelphia yet. 226 to the Lions last night, 201 in the playoff game. And then if you go back to Dan Quinn's final season as defensive coordinator, I know a lot of people were worried about this when they hired him because the last taste in their mouth was the Green Bay playoff game, and that wasn't even that bad. They allowed like 143 in that game on the ground. It was like 4-something total because Jordan Love and the Packers passed for almost 300 yards or over 300 yards or whatever it was. But from a rushing perspective, they allowed 266 at Buffalo and 222 at Arizona earlier that year. So, I mean, if you really want to look at it, that's what, six times in the last 2.5 years, including playoffs, that Dan Quinn's defense, and he's not the defensive coordinator, he's the head coach, has allowed more than 200 net rushing yards in a game. Six times. That's a lot. That's absurdly a lot. All right, out to the calls, because I know you guys are going to want to yell and scream. I ask you to be as quick as you can. I know I talk a lot. It's my show. 301-230-0980. Let's start with Sherlock in D.C. on the Team 980. What up, Sherlock? How are you? Sherlock?
How you doing, Dave?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah. Okay, man, look here. I called in, but I ain't gonna get mad today. But you said a shirt you needed to wear. I think the correct thing on the shirt would be clean house.
Oh, clean
after
house,
that,
yeah.
After that game yesterday, it would be clean house. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. Let me tell you my opinion about this thing. I don't believe that the Commanders is gonna win three more football games this season. I don't believe it. You know. I mean, what is your take on that? What did you say? I say something else. What did you say?
That they're not going to win three more games this year?
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I mean, Miami was circled as a very winnable game and maybe an easy win up until, I don't know, last week. I have no confidence that they're going to beat Miami. They could, but that's one. Theoretically, could they beat the Giants? Yeah, I mean, they could beat the Giants.
Yeah, the Lions was the one that was the circle too. They did, look what they did with that.
Yeah.
You know, but what I wanted to say was, I think, you know, I'm not going to be too hard on Favre. They talking about Favre people. this is the way I think it should go. This is my take of the whole thing in the future. They need to keep on playing. They got it's next man up. They need to keep on playing. You know, next year should nobody get fired on either side. But the year coming in, they got a clean house. You got a new stadium coming. I'm a Washingtonian. I've been in Washington since 56. You know what I'm saying? Now, you got a new stadium coming up. They want to fill the stadium. They don't want to go in the stadium and ain't number five people in the stadium. They're gonna have to do something about this team. I mean, look at other teams. Like on the late game, the 4 o'clock yesterday, man, these people got receivers running the ball. They got running backs running the ball. They got three receivers. They got three running backs that can run and catch the ball. You know, you're missing it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to be, if they gonna be competitive in this game right here, man. They want to get some people in here that's gonna be competitive. If they talking about doing what they did last year.
I got you. I got to step in. I got to let you run because we got a lot of calls to get to. So I appreciate it. Let's go to Rob in DC next up. What's up, Rob? How are you?
Man, Chris, I'm gonna start off by saying, you are not in DC. The Lincoln Tunnel is not the reference you should use.
I know. It was just the first thing that came to my mind.
Paul's taking notes. You know Paul's taking notes. He's going to be like, man, the New York Giants.
I know.
But that's besides the point. Dan Quinn, Joe Witt, and the coaching staff, leave him alone. We are building something here. But all I say is last night, just like the week before, Smelton looked just like Snyder. So what I did was I went to the website. I said, who has been here since Dan Snyder? It just so happened our scouting and recruitment department has multiple people who have survived through the Snyder era. And guess what? Our team, as far as our backups and our depth, looks like the same thing. You have to get rid of your scouting and recruitment department and make that better. Now, you have certain people who've been here for 2 years, but you have people who've been here for decades. That's what your issue is. I'm gonna cut everybody short. That's your issue right there. You don't have the guys. You don't have the horses to compete with the top teams. You don't. Jay Daniels is getting thrown to the wolves. So is all the other guys. Debo, Terry, I feel bad for them. They being thrown to the wolves. They have no one to go to battle with them. I don't care if we was at full strength. We're not beating the Lions. We're not. We're not going to be able to compete with the top teams with the guys we have. That's what it is. It's plain and simple.
All right.
We got to get better players.
Understand. I totally agree. Thank you, Rob. They've got to get better depth. They've got to get better players on offense, defense, special teams in every way. Here's the thing. You know, I'm a big fan of having salary cap room. We can't have any other off seasons where there's $22 million, $23 million reportedly of salary cap room. And no offense, where we're signing another 35-plus-year-old veteran. And I know we started off – or not started off the show, but had Von Miller, a 36-year-old. You get the point. Like, they don't have as much juice. They don't have as much speed. They don't have as much energy. And that's understandable. And they were great players once. They're probably not great players at this point. Veteran leadership is good. They need more juice. They need more talent. They need more energy. They need more hair on fire, mentality, everything. I thought we had some of those guys in Sanrastil, Quan Martin, Frankie Louvu, but they've all, quite honestly, they've all regressed. They have. All right, quick timeout here, and then more of your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We don't have any guests or anything, just you. I understand if you guys are pissed, because why wouldn't you be? Four straight losses, 20 or more points, 5 overall. It's the uncompetitiveness that just drives you absolutely batty and berserk on the Team 980.
And obviously everything falls under your responsibility as head coach, but as a guy for the defensive side, how bizarre is it to watch these other teams come in and just be able to score possession after possession against you guys?
Yeah, the last 2.5 games I've been, obviously super disappointed. I thought, in Kansas City at the first half, I thought that was like, okay, moving in the right space. And what's the saying? A step forward, then backwards, and so it's not what we want. And that's a big part of us, like I said, the identity and play style and all of it. So,
all right, that's Dan Quinn with Ben Standing last night after the game, press conference. By the way, Brian Daboll, in case you missed it, has been fired by the New York Giants. Mike Kafka, the interim head coach. Joe Shane still in place. And Joe Burrow is on his way back. The Bengals have opened up the 21-day practice window. He's aiming to play Thanksgiving night against Baltimore. How about them apples? All right, back to the phones we go. Let's see here. Let's go to AA, Athan in Annapolis, or Ethan, as I heard J.P. Finley refer to him as. Hello, Ethan.
I give him an A for effort. Yeah. You know, I'm not recognized over there, so I just roll with the punches when they, you know, say my imposter name. But, you know.
I thought they were going to give you an A for an apple like they do in hockey, no?
Well, I was an A-plus phone call listener for them,
yes,
today, and gave them probably the best call they had in their 3 hours they were on the air.
Agree.
So, yeah. Yeah, Chris, let me just start by saying this. Hey, listen, have a good time, man. Be safe and cherish being able to go over there and travel and have fun and you know, really have a good time. You deserve it. You know,
I appreciate it.
You know, enjoy life.
It's
okay?
Seriously, you know, it's
make
been
some
the
memories
first,
over there.
It's been the first vacation I've taken, like, outside of a couple of days. Seriously, people laugh when I say this, in 11 years. I'm just going to enjoy it, and I'm not working. I mean, I'm going to work game day on Sunday, but that's it. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, spoil yourself. You deserve it.
Thank you.
I want you to have a good time and be safe. You know, for all these people that are going to call in and fire the GM and fire the coach, well, what Houdini do they want to rub a lamp and who's going to appear to fix this defensive roster? You know, just like I told JP and B. Mitch, you know, a lot of people would have drafted Mike Sanderstill. A lot of people would have drafted Johnny Newton. I think Sanderstill's going to be fixed, and I think maybe we haven't seen the best of Ben Sinnott yet. I don't know what's wrong with Johnny Newton. You know, I don't know why the defense has regressed so much, but I do think we have a good coaching staff, and I just think we are going to need more swings at the bat. You know, you look at a guy like Manuel Forbes, who's having a better year. Well, why does Manuel Forbes better? Because he's got guys like Jared Verse and like four other guys who are damn good football players.
No. It's because Chris Shula is a magician, and he is so much smarter than everyone else. Or it could be what you just said, or it could be just, I don't know, experience. And the ability to play, right? And, like you said, having Jared Verse and Fisk and all those guys up front. Which, by the way, the Commanders do not have any of. I mean, I am so tired, I got to be honest with you. As I thought during the offseason, I am so tired of people just singing the praises of Javon Kinlaw and Daron Payne like they are the monsters of the Midway. No. They are monsters on certain plays. They are missing in action on a lot of plays.
And the Lions had backup offensive linemen for the most part in there yesterday. And what game did they wreck? Yeah, I'm telling you something. Payne wanted to get thrown out of that game. He saw the writing on the wall. He was like, I'm out of here. And whatever. So yeah, hopefully they can trade him and get something for him.
Well,
Kinlaw's response.
Yeah, they can't trade him now,
but
in the offseason. Hopefully he's going to enjoy his week off. I don't know how they handle that, because I haven't seen whether he's appealing it. I assume he's appealing it, but now he might want to stay home.
Kinlaw's response is a reflection of their attitude right now, and that's disappointing.
Yep.
They got a lot of things to fix, and I don't understand the regression, but unfortunately I'll end with this. I don't think Joe Witt's a bad coach. I just think it just hasn't worked here for whatever reason. People want to scream like Dante Fowler was the next Bruce Smith. Dante Fowler was a situational pass rusher last year that played well, but he couldn't help us stop the run. He couldn't help us set the edge, and it's no different in Dallas this year. We need a defensive overhaul. We need bodies up front that are athletic and younger, and hopefully they sit down and have a hard look in the mirror, our management team does,
yep,
in the offseason, and gets this thing fixed, because we aren't just bad, Chris. there's bad, and then there's what we are right now on defense, which you know, bad.
Yeah, so, thank you, Ethan. Much. I appreciate
it. Have a great trip.
Ethan, appreciate him. It's really Athens in Annapolis, but we appreciate him either as well. We will come back on the other side. More of your calls. We'll have more time to get to you. Just hang tight. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.